Miss Churchill.
Last Friday, I flew from Quebec to Kitchener, Ontario. And for me, it was a thrilling experience. For it gave me an opportunity of seeing something of the magnificent scenery of Canada. And when I arrived at Kitchener, I had the privilege of spending the afternoon at one of the training centers for the Canadian Women's Army Corps. Long before the first contingent of the CWAC arrived in England, we knew of the formation and a little about the training and organization of this corps. And as I am a member of the Auxiliary Territorial Service, which is the British counterpart of the CWAC, it was of especial interest to me to visit the training center at Kitchener. For 2 years now, recruits have been arriving at the center, to leave it a few weeks later as the smart, well-trained members of one of the most famous women's services. I was shown the living quarters, the cookhouse, and the drill square. And then I saw the YWCA rest hut, a gay and lovely room where the girls can read and write in a totally unofficial atmosphere, and where they find in the hostesses kind and delightful friends. There is also a small and comfortable hospital and a lovely hairdresser's shop full of the most up-to-date equipment. During the afternoon, I had the pleasure of meeting some fellow members of the ATF, recruits from the British West Indies, who are doing their basic training at this center. And it seemed to me a wonderful thing that the CWAC and the ATF should have this opportunity of working together so closely. And finally, I met all the recruits in the large drill hall. It was an afternoon I shall always remember. We have never seen before the mobilization of women on such a scale as is going on in so many parts of the world today. A few years ago, some people doubted that it could be done. Others laughed at it, and many were opposed to it. Now, women in uniform are accepted as a matter of course. Nor are we only accepted. More than that, we are welcomed. We are needed. We are proud and happy to feel that our uniform is a symbol of efficiency and discipline and loyal comradeship. It was in no spirit of competition that women desired to wear the badges of rank and uniform hitherto only worn by men. It sprang from their wish to serve to the utmost the cause of freedom and to prove themselves not unworthy of the highest traditions of their country.